Good morning, everybody. Lee Brower here. Welcome to this week's edition of Meaningful Monday. I am grateful to be here, and I am glad to be here. I'm going to tell you a story. Well, first of all, I got to go big. I am grateful for the ability to change, the ability to adapt, the ability to improve. And last week's challenge was to identify something in your life that you wanted to eliminate that was a distraction. I hope that you did that. I did it. I'm going to go a little bit deeper. This week, I'm going to tell you a story about Big Al. Big Al would wake up every morning. He would go to his pond, and he would throw fishing line in, and he would sit there all day, every week, every month, for several years. He did it so much that some of his friends would stop by, and he wouldn't really talk with them hardly at all. He just would fish. Never caught a thing. Some people called him Big Al. Some people called him Scarface. Other people called him Al Capone. True story. He spent the final days of his life fishing in a swimming pool without any hope of catching a fish. But you see, he had developed a habit or a routine about doing it. So this is kind of a metaphor, if you will. Are there areas in my life? Ask yourself, are there areas in my life where I'm fishing in swimming pools? Am I spending energy on goals, activities, habits that are no longer attainable or realistic? Now, I said the word habits, and part of that is because I had a quote that I've kept in my journal. I'm not sure who said it, but it's profound. Listen, the producer of old age is habit. And we all know that habits can be good and strengthen us, but think about this. The producer of old age is habit. The deathly process of doing the same thing in the same way at the same hour, day after day, first from carelessness, then from inclination, at last from cowardice or inertia. So our empowering question for this week is, am I fishing in a swimming pool? What habit or routine can I eliminate or improve this week? You see, as we move through life, we develop routines where they become thoughtless. Just the way you drive to work, maybe you could change that, the way you look at something. What routine or habit could you change today, tomorrow, that would allow your thinking to be working so that it's not the producer of old age for you? You see, all great things only happen when you leave your comfort zone. They don't happen in your comfort zone. You have to leave your comfort zone in order to have growth and vitality and to make an impact and to be meaningful. So let's have a meaningful week this week. Let's not go fishing in swimming pools. Find some routine, some habit that you can improve or that you can eliminate or that you can add or strengthen. This week, do something different. Step out of your comfort zone. Let's have a meaningful week. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.